Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, something that can seriously upgrade your life. Creating a mindfulness practice that actually works for you. I know, the word mindfulness can sound like some fancy yoga studio buzzword, right? But trust me, this isn't about sitting cross-legged chanting Om for hours on end. Though hey, if that floats your boat, go for it. This is about bringing a little more awareness and calm into your day-to-day hustle. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? Like your mind is constantly buzzing with thoughts, to-dos, worries, the whole shebang? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media for what feels like hours, and then suddenly you're like, whoa! Where did the time go? That's mindfulness saying, hey buddy, catch a break. So, how do we actually build this magical practice that doesn't feel like another chore on our already overflowing to-do list? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, ditch the pressure. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some Zen Nirvana state. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, just observing them like clouds passing by. Don't beat yourself up if your mind wanders, that's totally normal. Just gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Think of it as a muscle you're training. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Second, find what works for you. There are tons of mindfulness techniques out there. Meditation, yoga, mindful walking, even mindful eating. Experiment and see what resonates with you. Maybe you prefer a quick 5-minute guided meditation before work, or perhaps a long walk in nature at the end of the day helps you unwind. Third, make it part of your routine. Consistency is key. Just like brushing your teeth, try to weave mindfulness into your daily schedule. Even just a few minutes each day can make a difference. Think about setting reminders on your phone or using a meditation app. These little tools can be super helpful in staying on track. Next up, connect with your senses. When you're feeling overwhelmed, take a moment to really notice what's around you. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This can help ground you in the present moment and shift your focus away from racing thoughts. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. And finally, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving perfection. It's a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more focused than others. That's totally normal. Just keep practicing and be patient with yourself along the way. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're having one of those days, deadlines looming, emails piling up, traffic is a nightmare, the whole 9 yards. Your mind feels like a hamster on a wheel going nowhere fast. You're starting to feel stressed and overwhelmed. Now, here's where mindfulness comes in. Take a deep breath. Step away from your desk for just a few minutes. Find a quiet corner, even if it's just the bathroom stall. No judgment here. Close your eyes, focus on your breath, and bring your attention to your body. Notice any sensations, tightness in your shoulders, a knot in your stomach, maybe even a tingling sensation in your fingertips. Just observe these feelings without judgment. It's like giving yourself a mini time out from the chaos. When you come back to your work, you'll likely feel calmer and more focused. You might even find that those tough tasks seem less daunting. That's the power of mindfulness. It helps you navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace and ease. So, remember, mindfulness is about finding moments of calm amidst the chaos. It's about being present in your life, not just going through the motions. And it's totally achievable, even if you think you're too busy or not that type. Ready to take action? Start small. Try a 5-minute meditation today. Go for a mindful walk. or simply pay attention to your breath throughout the day. Remember, every little bit counts. Share your experience with me on social media. I want to hear how you're incorporating mindfulness into your life. Until next time, stay mindful, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.